Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Jim Alampi is here. Jim is a great member of our Brain Trust, founder of Alampi & Associates, creator of the Execution Maximizer. He's the author of Great to Excellent, It's the Execution. He's our good friend, Jim Alampi. Welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always. So I'm glad you want to talk about CEOs because, Jim, I've been, for a long time now, for years, I've been really trying to get my audience to focus on becoming a better CEO. I've been, and you and I may have talked about this in some of the past. The problem in small businesses is we have so many hats to wear that we often find that the managerial hats, the problem-solving hats, the alligator-fighting hats are the ones that naturally fit on our heads the best because we know we have to do it and we're the best to do that. But meanwhile, there are CEO jobs that are going wanting, that are going undone. And I'm trying to get small business owners to delegate some of that. So I'm glad you want to talk about why CEOs need to focus on the elephant. Tell us about that.
Well, I think as you and I both recognize, the CEOs can both work in the business and on the business. Most startups and entrepreneurial CEOs get dragged down into the business so much that they don't have time and they aren't spending and committing the time to work on the business. And frankly, you know, it's like planning your next guest. In the absence of a map, every direction looks good. Mm-hmm. And one of the key jobs of a CEO is to be doing that map and working on the longer-term issues for a company, not just getting dragged down into the day-to-day stuff.
Right. Now, that's exactly right. And so tell us more about that.
Well, one of the things that I say, and it's somewhat provocative, is CEOs should never facilitate their leadership team meetings.
Hmm.
And people always look at me and say, what do you mean? Isn't that his job? No, it isn't. Now, the number one job of a CEO is mining for conflict during team meetings. You know, the CEO has to think like an orchestra director. He can't be playing an instrument. And you can't be leading the orchestra if you're also trying to play the drums.
Mm-hmm.
So CEOs really need to spend their time on watching what's going on within their team when they have a meeting. Who's holding back and not participating? What's the elephant in the room that nobody wants to talk about? You know, great leaders and great leadership teams always put the toughest issue on the table first and deal with it. And I watched, I don't even know how many leadership team meetings a year, and you can just tell when somebody doesn't understand what their role is as a CEO because he's so involved trying to lead the business, and you can't facilitate a meeting and also be a content participant. You got to pick which one you're going to do.
And most small business CEOs, you know, we're hard chargers. We're double D type folks, and we like cutting to the chase. We know we already know the answer before the question is posed. Really, and I'm not being sarcastic. We probably do. And what happens is, it prevents your other potential leaders from rising up and finding their footing, doesn't it?
And most CEOs and entrepreneurial companies at some point transition. They look around themselves and they see all these bright leaders that they brought on board and they decide, you know, it's tiresome being a dictator and having to make all the decisions. I'm going to start to use this group of people as my team. Well, once you make that decision, it's almost impossible to go back to being dictator.
Well, and you won't want to because I tell you,
from my own experience,
I'm not going to say I'm a great delegator now, but I was at one time I was a horrible delegator, and once I started getting the taste of delegating, and I started being able to delegate to people who would actually do the job, I sometimes feel lazy now. I'm when I delegate something, I almost feel guilty, you know, what am I going to do with my time now, right? Sometimes my tongue is a little bit in my cheek, folks. But the point is that it's a good feeling, isn't it, delegating?
Absolutely. Not only does it get some work off your plate to let you focus on the business kind of things, but it also strengthens and develops your subordinates, because now they're learning how to do things. They're learning how to think like a CEO. Hopefully they're learning to think like it's their money, so they become even more useful and beneficial to the organization.
Right, exactly. So what else do we need to know as a CEO about managing these elephants?
Well, you know, this whole thing about facilitating and leading team meetings, we think this mining for conflict is the critical aspect for a CEO.
Explain that. Mining for conflicts. Explain that.
Really watching the behavior of the team and sitting back, as I said before, acting like an orchestra leader, you know, pulling in different people and drawing them in if they're not participating. If they've got somebody who is got some body language that tells you that they're not in the game, how do I drag them into the game? That's really the CEO's job, and you can't do that if you're also worrying about facilitation. So, of course, people always ask, what do I do then? Who should lead our team meetings? Well, number one, you can bring a third party in, but that'll get expensive over time.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you can rotate it among your leadership team, but then whoever's facilitating that day is not in the game that day. You know what we've got about 95% of our clients doing these days? Find a junior leader who isn't ready to sit at the senior leadership team table, and assuming that they understand the confidentiality aspect, send them off to some professional facilitation training and make part of their leadership development plan to facilitate the senior leadership team meetings for a year or 2 years.
Wow.
What a phenomenal opportunity for a junior leader to grow.
So their job would be like a traffic cop at the higher level meeting.
And, and now they know how to do it the right way. Now the CEO can focus his 100% time on watching how the team's behaving, not having to worry about all the mundane details of facilitating a meeting. And how many CEOs do you know who have ever had any facilitation training in their life?
Well, and many times I have helped small businesses develop meetings, period, for their company, get their people together. And then you should see the look on their face when I told them that they can't attend the meetings. Hold on to that. Jim, I need your website, please.
www.theexecutionmaximizer.com.
Check it out. Jim Alampi and I will be right back. 20 after. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.